I can say this, but and lady, but Jory, you don't speak too much. Make sure you speak in the microphone. And the staff needs to speak. I guess I could say ladies, because there's two staff members here that are ladies. But if any of you need to speak, please speak in the microphone. Okay. Having said all that, welcome everyone to the Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, Yorkville City Council meeting. And we always start with the Pledge of Allegiance, but I see we got a bunch of scouts here from Troop 40, right?
Yes.
And where'd you say you meet again?
Chapel on the Green.
That's right, Chapel on the Green. So I would like you all to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next. We have a roll call by the clerk.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Cornels.
Here.
Hyatt.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Sweet. We have a full house. Oh, that's technically a full house. What's a full house? Three of one, two of another, I think? I don't play cards, but that sounds right. Anyway. Okay, we have a quorum. I have no amendments to the agenda. We have no presentations, correct?
Correct.
We have no public hearings?
Correct.
Okay, so typically this is the point where we take citizen comments on the agenda, but I'll open up. Does anyone have citizen comments? Mike, do you have anything you want to speak about tonight? Okay. Mr. LaManna, do you have anything you want to speak about? Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, so if no one has anything to speak about, that's fine. I just figured I'd get that out of the way. So we have our items for the agenda. Nothing too controversial, I don't think. But we will have closed session at the end. So, Mr. Peterson, Chief Peterson, or Jensen, I'm sorry. I forget your name. I've heard it wrong for so long now, I forget it. What I would ask is after we get through the business, we do have executive session. Do we need the chief in for executive session or not? Is there anything we need?
I don't think so.
Do you have like 10 minutes you could give them all a tour? Thanks. He'll give you a tour if you want to stick around when we're on. Sorry, I put you on the spot. Yes, okay. Anyway, so we'll do that. So no comments. So we're to the consent agenda. We have minutes from November 10th and November 25th. Bill payments totaling $5,922,302.90. Do I have a motion in a second?
So moved.
Ooh, I think I heard Plocher and Soling, was it? Wow. And Soling, you could have been sooner, but the extra distance, maybe the sound took a little longer to travel. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, this requires or does not allow for debate. Is that correct, Mr. Funkhauser?
That would be correct.
Okay, then we'll do a roll call.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornels.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Sweet. Thank you so much. We're going to make a couple notes here. Okay. Okay, next we have the mayor's report. So before we get to the items on the agenda, we have a couple items. So I saw there was a box of goodies, some food or something, and a bag of some food left on my desk, or in my office, I should say. Whomever those are from, thank you. Much appreciated. I do, as you can tell, like my sweets and my food, so thank you. And thank you, council and staff. We had a great year here in Yorkville. We really did. We got a lot of cool things done, and we got some cool things going on. I'm excited about the new Public Works and Parks building. And I know we had, you know, some cool businesses open up this year. Obviously, Costco was the one that comes to mind most recently. But we really got some cool things done. And I just want to say thanks, because unless there's an emergency, we will not be meeting. I don't know if y'all got committee meetings. Does anyone have committee meeting this month?
I think there might be one next week.
Yeah, well, I don't go to those, so y'all enjoy that. Anyway, so that's really all I had. We talked about the race last time. Oh, hang on. I'm sporting some clothes here. This time I have last year's 5K. Is this last year's, Tim?
Yes, it is.
Yes, and again, the overwhelming response is people like the sweatshirt style this year much better.
Yes.
And the overwhelming response in my house was the same. So I think that's important. And this, I think, was last year's, maybe 2 years ago. I layered them. I was told as I was leaving the house, I don't look very well-dressed today, and I said, that's okay. And Michael, I didn't realize, and you probably told me this before, you're a junior. I saw in your name, play, you're a junior. You are. Okay. Okay, now we actually have business on the meeting, or the mayor's report. First, I'm looking for a motion for 2025-90 to approve the meeting schedule for 2026. Oh, I got that right. So it's right in here.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? It's very controversial. Tell me when you're ready, ma'am.
Good.
Roll call. We'll do roll call.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have, I'm looking for, I'll ask for the motion and Bart or Rob or Eric, somebody will explain it because I won't. I'm looking for a motion to approve 2591. Illinois Route 126 water main improvements with Illinois Department of Transportation resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Merrick and Lowell, right?
Yeah.
Lowell, I got this time.
Joe knows.
Yeah.
Number two.
Okay, number two, that's correct. Okay, Bart, is that you or?
Sure. This is a public works project related to Lake Michigan. This is just an IDOT highway permit that allows us to complete a section of water main work under Route 126.
Any questions? Roll call.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Send in my mayor's report, Public Works Committee.
No report.
Okay. EDC?
No report.
Public Safety?
No report.
Admin?
No report.
Park Board, I guess that's back to me, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. So, under Park Board, oh, this part's cool. I'm looking for a motion to approve 2592, a resolution authorizing the purchase of lightning detection equipment in an amount not to exceed $47,200.
So moved.
Second.
Koch? Cornelius, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So this is lightning like coming out of the sky, not like lightning like lighting up the area, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I guess light comes out of the sky too. So nonetheless, what, we replaced three already this year, these detectors throughout town?
Yeah. So we have seven total throughout the city. We replaced three of them last spring with a new software system, Perry Weather. It has been an outstanding thing for staff and coaches and high school using it. It has the app that allows us to link to our phones. The other ones just are continuing to cause us major maintenance issues. We're having problems all throughout the spring and summer due to some purchases that came in lower than projected. We have money in the capital budget. We thought this would be a good time to go ahead and replace the other four and be on the same system.
So this takes no budget amendment, correct?
It does not. It'll still be within the approved PAC, Parks and Rec capital budget.
Rob, is that correct?
That is correct.
Is your green light on?
It is.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, questions or comments? Very nice, Tim. Roll call, please.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes. Yeah.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Sound like a bunch of pirates. Aye, aye, aye. And I know I told you this one. What did the pirate say when it turned 80? Aye, matey. Pretty good, huh? I know that's an old dad joke. Okay, next I'm looking for, you can use that at your next scout meeting for those who aren't here. I'm looking to get a motion and a second to approve 2593, a resolution authorizing a contract with BSN Sports for the purchase of athletic league uniforms and equipment.
So moved.
Second.
Soling. It was Transier, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tim?
Yeah, this is just our normal yearly agreement with BSN Sports. It has an office here in Yorkville. This just locks in all the equipment, uniform purchases we do for the baseball, softball leagues, soccer leagues, basketball leagues. Some, since we spend more than $25,000, we'll actually probably spend closer to $85,000, need city council approval. But it locks in the prices all for next year. And these prices then, the cost of this are paid for by fees for people registering for those programs, so there's really no cost to the city.
Questions? Comments? Been doing this for how many years with this company?
I think it's 5 years now that we've been doing it with BSS.
And they're a Yorkville company, you said?
Yeah, they have an office here just based on like kind of right here where we're going to be at in the next year.
Sweet.
And so they've been an outstanding partner with us, and it's great to have them local. If we have any issues, they address them right away.
Awesome. Roll call.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I'm trying to make this interesting, but it is pretty dull. It really is. Okay, next, I'm looking for a motion to approve 2594 resolution adopting a light pole sponsorship program. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Funkhauser and Arden Plocher, correct?
Arden.
AJ Plocher?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Tim, this is something new. Do you want to explain this too?
Sure.
Thank you.
This is something I've been working with the recreation staff on, trying to be more creative, get other ways to highlight local businesses as well as generate more revenue for the Parks and Rec in the city. And one of the things that some of the staff brought to us was a program that Oswego already does with their Look Up Oswego program, where they put some artwork up on light poles throughout Oswego. We thought we could expand that and offer opportunities for businesses to also put up some of their local, highlight their local business here in town, as well as hopefully work with the school districts to do some of their artwork as well. So this is kind of what we had proposed. We discussed this a little bit at the park board meeting back in November, but this was something we really thought could be kind of unique, highlight local businesses, kind of draw some people into the downtown, highlight that area as well. So as I explained in there, there's about 43 light poles we'd be looking to do. That doesn't mean we'd fill them all, but we would buy the poles all. And then depending on what we can get artwork from schools, as well as potential businesses sponsoring, we would fill them in as we can. We would be looking to do a ribbon cutting ceremony at Margaritas and Mile. They would stay up throughout the summer months, fall months, and then they would be taken down when we were putting up the Christmas decorations in November. So there's some examples in there of what some of the logos and artwork would potentially look like on the poles.
Questions? You've done a real good job, your staff has, with the sponsorship, so.
Yeah, I know Caitlin played a huge role with it starting off, but we've been able to continue it. As I said there, I mean, when we brought Caitlin on board initially, we were bringing in about $7,000. This year, we've already exceeded $60,000 in sponsorship, so I would only see continue that to grow as the city grows. We have some great programs that people want to be associated with and highlight.
Great fireworks.
We have some great fireworks that we're working on. We have a sponsorship program in the memo with that already.
250 years, Scouts. Next year's the 250th anniversary of our great nation. And to celebrate and honor that, we're having the biggest, best fireworks show probably ever in Kendall County, my guess.
I think so, by far.
Yeah, and we're going to have drones with it. But they're going to be good drones. They're not going to be like ones from Russia or something like that. I'm not a fan of communists, and I don't make any bones about that. So. Okay, any other questions or comments?
I had a question about business sponsorships. Is it going to be like a single rate, or is it going to be like a rotating type fee structure where, you know, if you pay X amount of dollars, you're going to be up there all season long. If you pay half of that, you're going to split it with another business.
Ooh. Yeah, there wouldn't be a half, just the amount of time to replace them would take too much time. So basically there'd be a couple options. So like for instance, for the 4th of July, if you were like our presenting sponsor, $5,000, this would be included with that. But then we would probably create now, with this being approved, another sponsorship package for this, where it would be like in the $1,500 to $2,000 range, and that would get you up there. I don't think we would offer something to say, hey, you can come in for 3 months, just because the amount of time it would take us to go up and replace it. It really wouldn't be worth it.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So there could be a sign up there that says, if you read this and get a ticket, call Attorney Transier.
It can't be a Yorkville ticket. That's currently the topic of discussion right now. So I'm refusing all Yorkville citations.
Okay.
Before the record's clear.
That's fair. I'm sorry to put you in that
That's
spot.
Okay.
And nothing for any Green Bay Packers stuff, though. Nothing at all.
We can guarantee that.
You know, we should put one.
Everyone's got a price.
You know, if you want to sponsor the fireworks show, you can put it up there if you want. And you know, you should put one up there for World Cup. Any soccer fans here, World Cup, they got the draws. I've already locked in my phone the dates of the U.S. games. We're having no meetings in those days, I can tell you that. Okay. So we have our motion and second. We haven't voted yet, have we?
No.
You all been talking so much. Roll call, please.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornels.
Yes.
Transier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Anything else for the park board?
Nothing else.
They're doing a great job.
It's time for a little bit of a downtime here.
Tell them Merry Christmas to the twins.
Yes.
The dynamic duo, that's it. Is that like the Wonder Twins? Does anyone remember them, the Wonder Twins? Okay, next we're the Planning and Zoning Commission. You scout kids, Google the Wonder Twins. That was a cartoon from probably the 80s, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It was kind of corny, but Google it. It's funny. You know, it's fun, whatever. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission. That's still me. I'm trying to pass this off to somebody, but I'm looking for a motion in a second to approve PZC 2512 and EDC 2573, an ordinance approving the rezoning to PI, Public Institutional District of certain territory generally located north of East Schoolhouse Road, which is Illinois, Route 126, south of Illinois, Route 71. Do we have a fancy name for that one yet?
No.
Oh, okay. And east of Wing Road, York, Illinois, for the South Receiving Station Water Tower. Is there a motion and a second, please?
So moved.
Second.
I think it was American Zoning, correct? Mm-hmm. Marrakesh Express. And it's CSNN, right? Is that what you found out?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. It wasn't?
Simon
and Garfunkel, it was CSNN.
Point of clarification.
Yes, sir.
That's not my stagecoach.
Oh, it is stagecoach? Oh, yeah.
That's correct.
You know, I thought I had one of those fancy names, too.
Really used, though.
It was only like a small section. Yeah, it was like a small section of one of those houses on the front. Okay. So did we get a motion second?
Mm-hmm.
We did. Okay. Bart, anything you want to talk about on this?
This is the site of our Southern Water Tower for the Lake Michigan Water Project. So we're going to have a receiving station and a water tower there, and so we're rezoning it from agricultural. Is what
P3.
P3, thank you. We bought it from the church that's right there, and so we just needed to rezone it in order to put a water tower and treatment facility on it.
Questions, comments? The church has been fantastic to work with, all types of projects. Roll call, please.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornels.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anything else, Christy? Did you have your green dot on? When you spoke, you're like?
Yes.
Thank you. Just checking. Okay. City Council report?
No report.
Clerk?
No report.
Community liaison? Mr. Funkhauser.
I do have one report. Last week, I was able to participate in the 7th annual Shop with the Cop from my point of view from the Kiwanis Club, but with the police department. Huge shout out to Robbie Hart, Sergeant Robbie Hart, for organizing, coordinating with the PD. 44 kids were served through this program. It was fantastic. Had Santa, Mrs. Claus come out. All the kids, their families came through, got to sit with Santa, have photos taken by Becky Wilkelke. But lots of volunteers, Restored Church, Target, Rosati's. Who else do we have in here that were some of the other partners that
Casey's,
yes, they did so.
Was the Sunshine Band there?
I'm sorry?
Sorry.
Another one. But fantastic event and opportunity to be part of. I'm glad that the Kiwanis could be part of this. The officers were there with a great showing. They did a great job, you know, facilitating the families, working through the giggles that you saw from the kids, opening presents, and the way that the police department handled it was just fantastic. So really great. Event that was run very, very smoothly. So, thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you. Jim, thanks to your staff, too. That's great. That was a snowy night, too, wasn't it?
We did have some snow. It's a two-night event. You go out and you shop, and then you know. However, there were no vehicles running into any of the bollards at Target. You know, that everybody was nice and safe.
That's always a good thing. That's always good.
Very good night, yeah.
Anything else, Mr. Funkhauser?
That is it.
Mr. Zolan?
I have nothing.
Okay. Staff report?
No reports.
Mayor's report. Gosh darn it, back to me again. Public Works and Parks Department facility update. I'm looking for a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the purchase of furniture in an amount not to exceed $495,938.98.
So moved.
Second by number two. Okay. So this is for the new Public Works building and Parks Department building. And this, according to staff, is within the amount allotted for this type of equipment, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and the prices, we compared prices to other...
We compared to the office furniture we just bought last year, I believe, up here on the third floor of the end. And it compares relatively well. We are outfitting the offices in the PW and Parks shop with a couple more items per office, but it compares well price to price.
Okay, questions or comments? Roll call, just check it.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornelius.
Yes.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you. And knock on wood, the budget's looking pretty good, right?
Yes, sir.
Especially with contingency. I think we're all going to be over on that, which is not a bad thing.
That's a good thing.
Yes, good thing. Okay. Is there any additional business? We already offered citizen comments. So we are now to the end of our public portion of our meeting. We will be going into executive session where we go meet in an office, close the door, and you can't join us. That's basically what that means. So if you all want to stick around, you can. The only thing we're going to do afterwards is adjourn. If you want to sit and watch that, that's fine. I know the chief has offered so nicely to take the scouts on a tour. So you can do that too if you want. Okay, so I'm looking for a motion, and this has to be roll call. Thanks for the reminder, Junior. And a second to go into executive session for litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal. That is tough to say. Oh, I need to do both of those.
Yeah.
Okay. Or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case a basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting. And we have one other.
The last one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this. We had this one today. For the discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act, OMA. Whether for purposes of approval by the body of the minutes or semi-annual review of the minutes.
Oh.
Merrick? Funkhauser? Did I hear Funkhauser or not?
I like the first half of the review. I could do without the
We'll do it quickly.
So
second by Funkhauser. And this does require a roll call, please.
Coke?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Yes.
Transier?
I suppose.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yeah.
Hyatt?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Sweet. Thank you all. Merry Christmas, everyone. Do y'all want to do a photo or not? If you don't, that's regular session. Merrick and Transier, motion second to adjourn. That was Merrick and Transier. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Unanimous voice. Merry Christmas. Thank you.